this Christmas morning is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's start the text. Well, how easy it is to hold a little contempt toward those who chose this text to be read for Christmas Day. Those who think it too difficult, or think it a text to be dealt with, but only those with some sort of theological education. It doesn't speak directly about Mary and Joseph and the baby away in a manger, but being a text that has been read and preached by and to the church for centuries. Even Luther states, this is the most important of all the gospel texts, for upon it is clearly founded the ever-important article of faith concerning the divinity of Jesus Christ, with which all Christians ought to be acquainted, and which they are able to understand. For nothing is too great for faith. When heard, read, and meditated upon, though, his words such as these of Holy Scripture that are revealed to be exactly what God intended them to be, the avenue that he works through to bring about more creation, new life authored and perfected by and through him. This is the love of the Father for his fallen creation, begotten unto the world. It is easy, though, to get caught up in the festiveness of what the secular world calls Christmas. There is a reason for the season, and yet we can get all defensive with some stressing that the point is all about Jesus. But even after getting caught up in the Merry Christmas versus the Happy Holiday battle, thinking that you're fighting the good fight so that Jesus remains the cozy, soft, gentle message of Christmas, the reality on this special day of the church year is that Jesus came to the world for a reason. He is the reason for the season. But he came to the world for a reason. And that is what Christmas is all about. It's not that you could get all caught up in making sure that everybody that is supposed to get a gift gets one, or feel guilty when everybody doesn't get one. It's not that you can teach your children how to covet presents at home more than what is offered in God's house, or teach your neighbor how to spend money that you don't really have, or look at someone else's gift with covetous desires. It's not even so that you can leave a candlelight service trusting in a warm, fuzzy feeling just to make sure that stuck in this darkness, because you are in bondage while in the flesh. Our Redeemer has come unto you and was given the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That is what makes it a perfect Christmas. Further understanding is now given with regards to the collect for the dead. But the birth of God's only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. And how does that freedom come to you? How are all of your prayers asked and answered and brought to your Heavenly Father? Through the very one who is sent to you. He is the one who was sent to be born of a virgin, pure and holy, the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, sent to be the perfect sacrifice for all of your worldly, fleshly, devilish yearnings. This is the thing that matters most during the commemoration of Christ's birth, that a Savior was born. This is why you have peace and joy in your lives. A Savior was born. That God came to you to redeem you himself. That this one, through whom all things that were made were made, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among you from the flesh, from a virgin. God had to have a holy birth, immaculate and pure, because man's natural birth is unclean, sinful, and accursed. This news is joyous to you today, because man can only be helped through the holy birth of Christ. The words that Martin Luther penned when commenting on this section of Holy Scripture brings one to never quite look at Christmas the same. His comments appropriately bring your eyes to be completely taken off of yourselves and centered on your Savior. He talks of how Christ's birth is offered spiritually unto every man wherever the word is preached. Hear these words of Luther. Luther states, Christ's birth is the way that we are cleansed of our wretched Adam's birth. And that is why it was Christ's will and pleasure to be born as man, so that in him we might be born again. As the book of James declares, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be reborn unto a new creation. Then listen to this. Luther continues. Behold, in this manner, Christ takes our birth away from us and sinks it in his own birth and gives us his birth, that we would be made new and clean as if it were our own birth. Therefore shall every Christian man rejoice in this birth of Christ and glory in it as if he too were born of Mary. What a thought. Man, what a theologian. Not only was this holy child born unto you to die, to take upon himself your sins and give you his righteousness through his crucifixion and resurrection, he even comes to take your filthy, unclean earth unto himself. He doesn't come to you to condemn you. He comes to join in your sorrows, your uncleanness, if even your birth. Doesn't this give to you a deeper faith now when you hear verses 12 and 13 from our text? But to all who did receive him, who believed in him, to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. By God's immeasurable grace, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Never will. But the only begotten Son of God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. He entered our dark world in meek, humble flesh, God hiding himself to reveal himself. The great paradox of God's ways. And for you who get it, for you who believe in him, he brought you to faith. He brought you to fear, love, and trust in him. You don't stop often enough to stop and think about how gracious of an act that is on God's part. There are people out in the world that don't see yet. People from whom this truth remains hidden. But friends in Christ, it's not because you're smart enough. You aren't lucky to be believers. It's by God's grace alone he revealed it to you. From his fullness, you have received grace upon grace. What this means is that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily. I'm always perplexed by those who scoff at the Lutheran theology of the sacrament of the altar, which is, by the way, not just our take, it's taking God at his word. These people have no problem thinking to themselves that it makes perfect sense that God Almighty, the creator of the universe, would humble himself into our lowly flesh to live, die, and rise again. But when it's put forth that he continues to lower himself and come to us through the humble means of bread and wine, being there in his very body and blood, well, that's just too much for the rational mind to comprehend. When God can reduce himself down to a zygote and then become a man and die and rise, well, there's no problem with that. That's completely rational. But this isn't. My friends, his first coming in the flesh should be just as mysterious as his coming now in grace. It's biblical truth. It all reveals how you received from him grace upon grace. Of all the days to make sure that the sacrament of the altar is received from God, just as it came through his incarnation, today is that day. What has come into the world is the true body of Christ given for you. He came to shed his blood for the forgiveness of your sins, just for you. As you live through this church year, living in the life of Christ, living in the word and sacraments, living between the font and the altar, heaven and earth continues to come together. God continues to come to save his people from their sins through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is your peace on earth. He is your true life. This is why he came, to redeem you from hell, to set you free from the bondage of sin, to win you back from the devil, to give you hope, new life, refuge, joy, and rejoicing, all through his merits for you. Let your Alleluia ring forth, and to God be the glory. this sanctuary, but this life, to depart in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.